Welcome to Roadside,
where we talk about the fascinating and sometimes disturbing history behind roadside attractions and unique destinations.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello, mother. Hello, listeners, patrons.
Hello, everybody.
We are back and at it again with the mini episodes for Patreon.
Yes, we are.
We've been a little slow on those, so got to pick it back up.
Yeah. So thank you for your patience, and we hope you enjoy our bonuses.
Yes. Yes, I hope you do too, and I'm excited about today's.
All right. I want to hear about it.
All right. So today we are talking about the world's oldest brewery.
Very cool.
Very cool. It is in Germany. And we have lots of listeners from Germany, actually.
We do.
I'm really excited about this.
So welcome our German patrons.
Yes, hello. So also a general apology to the German people for my pronunciation of things.
Okay.
I'm going to try my best. I did take a year of German in college, so.
And you're probably better at it than me.
It's still not going to be good. I don't think I did very well in that class. But well, that's okay.
I'm sure you'll be fine in your pronunciations.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
So this place is super interesting. And I did not find any haunted history about it.
Okay.
But the history of it is still cool.
Yeah.
So it's called the Bavarian State Brewery Wiehenstephan.
Okay.
It is the oldest brewery in the world, and it is located in Freising, Germany.
All right.
Let's start at the beginning, when it started. Alrighty. In the year 725.
Oh! Seven?
Yep. 725. 725.
Wow.
So this place
really
is
old.
Yeah.
Yes, I would say so.
So it started off as a Benedictine monastery that was founded by Saint Corbinian, who I've never heard of, and 12 of his buddies. They started this Benedictine monastery on Narberg Hill in Germany.
Okay.
And the first record that we can find of brewing at the monastery is in 768. And they found that by looking through the old tithe records, basically old tax records.
Oh.
And it was found that there was a hop garden nearby the monastery. Oh. And the owner was obligated to pay 10% tithe to the monastery of their hops.
So
okay. That's the first sign that we get that brewing started here.
Got it.
Skip ahead just a little bit. 1040. Still
okay.
a long time ago. A little while ago,
yeah.
Yeah. This is when they officially started brewing, when they got their license to brew and sell.
Okay.
So before they were still doing it, but they just didn't have a license. It wasn't like official or whatever.
Did they even need a license?
I don't know. Back in the day, probably not.
Right.
Who knows? Skip ahead a little bit more. The monastery went through kind of a lot of shit.
Okay.
There was a lot of stuff happening between the years 1085 and 1463. So we're spanning a big amount of time here. And in this amount of time, the monastery burned down completely.
Oh, no.
4 times.
What?
Yeah, you heard that. 4 times. This monastery burned down completely.
It happens.
Also was destroyed and depopulated by 3 plagues.
Oh, God.
They also went through famines and earthquakes.
Man, the shit people went through back then.
I know. That's not even the last of it. The last of it, they had to deal with several different raids throughout the years from the Hungarians, the Swedish, the French, over time, just like, you know, land wars were going on and such.
Wow. Yeah.
So that took a lot out of the monastery, but they continued to rebuild every single time. So they're still around, same place. 1803. March 24th, 1803, the monastery was dissolved.
Oh.
No more monastery. Sad.
Yeah.
But the brewery remained. So there were still people there brewing. There just wasn't a monastery anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah.
1852, skip ahead a little bit more.
All right.
The Central Agricultural School was moved to the Wiehenstephan and eventually grew to be the University of Agriculture and Brewing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there's basically...
It moved into the where the monastery was?
Yeah, it was somewhere else. I don't remember where. But then the school moved to where the brewery was.
Okay. Well, I mean, and then they could farm.
Yeah, exactly.
The hops and all of that.
Yeah.
Right there.
Okay. So whenever the school moved, all the students obviously moved with it.
Right.
And the brewery became a place where these students could learn from the world's oldest brewery, the world's best brewers, basically.
Yeah.
And these were students that were, like, very dedicated to this, to agriculture in general, to brewing, all that.
So later did they come on, from all over the place?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so they came from everywhere. Germany. I don't think it was just Germany. I think it was everywhere, pretty much.
Yeah, because they wanted to learn from the best.
I mean, why not? And it's right there.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. Let's go, Mom. Honestly, after researching this, I want to go visit, and I'm not a beer person.
Yeah.
I'm not.
No, but I mean, just the whole process of it is just kind of fascinating. I mean, in any kind of distillery, brewery type place, just watching that whole process on how a grain, essentially... Mm-hmm. Can become fermented and then become a drink.
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of
a drink that gets you fucked up.
It's right. It's science. It's science. It's just fun to watch anyway.
It is. And the town that it's in, Freising, is really cute.
Yeah.
I looked at a couple pictures of the town and it's just this cute little German town and there's lots of little shops and a brewery.
How close it is to my friend Julie. I'm not exactly sure where she lives in Germany.
I think I read somewhere that it was a fairly short drive from Munich.
Okay.
But don't quote me on that.
I know I'm quoting you on it right now.
Shit.
It's in pen. It's on audio.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So the school moved. Became the University of Agriculture and Brewing, and then the university ended up pairing with another university, the Technical University of Munich, which also, like, I think a branch of it moved to the brewery.
Okay.
So that they could all work together, basically.
Yeah.
And in 1921, they were given their official name. I don't know what it was. I mean, they've been around for a really long time, and they haven't had an official name. They probably did, but now it's the name that they have now. The Bavarian State Brewery, Wiehenstephan.
I mean, it could have just gone by people's names or...
Yeah, or just the name of the town or...
Yeah, or people would be like, you know, the Monastery Brewery, that one.
Yeah, I think actually at one point it was the Wiehenstephan Monastery Brewery. I feel like I read that somewhere as well.
Okay.
The brewery... was just popping off. Everybody loved it. German beer was a huge thing, obviously. Yeah.
Obviously.
And it was very popular for quite a while, so they were doing really well. And then the World Wars came around.
It's war time. War is not funny, but go ahead.
War is not funny. We're not trying to laugh at war. But because of the wars... German beer went way down in popularity. People did not want to buy stuff from the Germans.
That's just literally because they were Germans. It had nothing to do with, like, people stopped drinking.
Also that, yes.
Oh,
so
okay.
At the time, there was, like, in the early 1900s, obviously there was a whole prohibition that happened.
Was that in Germany as well? Or did that, or is it just because
of the factory? I don't know. But overall, there was more of a negative outlook on alcohol.
Okay.
So I don't think there was as many people buying alcohol at the time.
That makes sense.
And also, because of the war, there weren't as many people to work at the brewery.
Oh, yeah.
Or to buy beer, because they're all off, you know, at war.
True. Okay, all of that, yeah, all of that makes sense now.
So the brewery lost a lot of business during this time. They were really impacted, but they did survive.
Good.
I don't know if they shut down during the wars or what, but they did survive. So today, the Weihenstephan Brewery is still around, and it is one of the only two state-owned German breweries.
Hmm.
So it's owned by the government.
That's odd to me.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know why, but I mean, I think it's a really big deal for German history.
Okay.
Because it is the oldest brewery in the world, and they have it, you know?
I guess I'm just used to, you know, breweries being owned by
big corporations. Yeah.
Or like, you know, we have a bunch of like local. Either. It's what?
I said I'd never heard of that either, like a state-owned brewery.
Yeah, I feel like when we were, and maybe it was just the liquor stores themselves that were owned by Canada when we were there. I don't think it was.
Yeah, I think it was just the liquor stores.
Liquor stores. Okay.
Yeah. So the brewery employs over 300 people to help make their brewing possible.
Okay.
And as we know, it is the oldest brewery in the world, like I've said, but it's now one of the most modern in the world.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Their goal is to combine their old traditions with new state-of-the-art science to create basically the best beer that they possibly can. And they're really, really devoted to it. I was looking on their website and you can just tell like whoever made this website or I guess whoever works there, they're just really, really passionate about it.
Yeah.
And they have tons and tons of different beers. And at one point I went into a rabbit hole of how you make beer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, 'cause like there was a whole article that I read where there was like this big chart that listed like the beers and a bunch of different like percentages and numbers. And,
oh yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot more to it than I thought.
And you've never been a beer drinker. So
no
beer drinker. I don't know what that was. So you don't, I guess you've never really been to a brewery tour or been to, have you ever been to like the little, well, we went to a brewery here, but we didn't see a tour or see anything on how it was done.
I mean, I've been to a few little like local breweries and stuff, but nothing crazy.
Yeah, I've never even been to the Anheuser-Busch one, and we live in St. Louis.
I know. We should go. The brewers who have learned at Weihenstephan, lots and lots of them over the years, act now as ambassadors for the brewery. They go throughout the world or wherever they're from to just spread the knowledge of how they make their beer.
Oh, wow. All
right. I know. I thought that was super interesting. They have their own little ambassadors.
Yeah.
The brewery is also very dedicated to being environmentally friendly.
Oh, good. I like that, too.
Yes, I like that as well. They had a whole environmental statement on their website that I got to read, so that was good. And they also provide tours of the brewery where they show you around and tell you about all the history and such. And they still have a lot of the old brewing equipment on display that you can see, like the old, old stuff.
Oh, wow. Now,
which
see,
is
that
really,
would be really
cool.
Yeah, that would be really cool to see.
Yep. And of course, at the end of the tour, you get a big beer tasting.
Oh, good.
Yes. You get to try a bunch of their different beers.
Well, apparently you get that at the AB one, too.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've never been there. So I don't know.
Well, we should go. I'm not a beer person, but I'm a little interested now.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't even have to be a beer person, you know?
Maybe I'll take Ryan. He's a beer person.
There you go.
I'll bring him. That's all I got.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think there's gotta be at least one ghost at this place. It is so old. There's gotta be one.
There could be.
There could
be. What I'm wondering is how many people that came through, either one worked there or came through the school there, went on to form their own brewery, and if that brewery would still be around depending on what point in time.
Yeah. I don't know, actually. No. I do know that, sorry, my brain fart. I do know that Weihenstephan has a couple other breweries throughout Germany.
Okay.
Just spread around, but this one is the oldest one.
Cool.
The one in Freising.
And now, how did you come across this?
I typed into Google, world's oldest.
Okay.
And then looked at the suggestions.
Oh.
And one of them was world's oldest brewery. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Let me look at it.
Yeah,
and it caught my attention. So, yeah. I thought it was pretty interesting.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome so much.
Thank you to our patrons for listening.
We love you all with our whole heart.
Supporting us. We appreciate it so much. Tell your friends.
We do.
And
tell your family. Tell your coworkers. Tell anybody on the street.
Yes. Tell anybody on the street.
If a cop pulls you over, tell him.
That would be funny.
That would be kind of funny.
You get pulled over. Do you know why I pulled you over? Before I answer that, could you please just listen to Roadside Podcast? That'd be great.
I bet he'd say yes.
I bet he would. Totally.
He's definitely. No, guys, don't do that, please.
No.
Don't do that.
Anyways,
we love you all.
We love you.
And we hope that you keep finding the thrill in the mysterious.
Bye.
Goodbye.